Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Let's get to the board, the elite matchups in the NFL, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Our first game, Eagles laying 4.5 against the Denver Broncos.
I like the Broncos here. First of all, we're getting a great number. Four and a half is the new 3.5. So all you analytics geeks, the 4.5 is power. I think Philly, it's really interesting. That was a really physical football game. And the Broncos are one of the only teams in football, Jimmy. They can bang on the line of scrimmage with them. You're going to get an offensive line that can hold up. You're going to get a ground game. And again, Philly with their blitz packages, their aggression, you're going to get Sean Payton's screen game, which I personally believe is the best in football. Defensively, yeah, I have been down a little bit on the Bronco defense, but we just talked about it. This Eagles passing game is a little bit broken. The running game is fully broken at about 3.4 a carry. I actually like the Broncos here getting the 4.5.
I do too. I feel like the Broncos have underachieved relative to what people expected. I'm not willing to give up on them. And the Eagles, if we're being honest, every single game has been close this year,
yeah,
including the first one against the Cowboys. Well, Jalen Carter got tossed. Okay. Well, week two in Kansas City, Travis Kelce in and out of his hands in the end zone. The Rams game, not one, but two blocked field goals.
Yep.
And then last week, I know they had a big lead, but they invited Tampa back in with a chance to win it late. 4.5 is a great number for a team that's got a pulse in Denver and can match up in the trenches. I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, I think you're seeing it clearly. I love everything you said. Let's move to the next game.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.